with your local sports update. I'm AJ Brammer. In area softball action Monday, LaRue County beat Hart County 14-1. Elizabethtown defeated John Hardin 19-1. Grayson County fell to Trinity Whitesville 9-1. Thomas Nelson took down Fort Knox 11-3. North Hardin beat Bullitt Central 9-6. Nelson County fell to Spencer County 6-5 in 8 innings, and Meade County defeated Mayall 9-6. Area softball action tonight will see Fort Knox at Hart County at 5:30, Breckenridge County at Hancock County at 5:30, Grayson County at Edmondson County at 5:30, Central Hardin at Meade County at 6, North Hardin hosts Bethlehem at 6, Thomas Nelson is at Washington County at 6, and LaRue County hosts Greene County at 6. In area baseball action Monday, Nelson County beat LaRue County 10-7, Central Hardin defeated John Hardin 17-2, Bardstown fell to Highlands Latin 12-2, Meade County fell to Davies County 9-4, Breckenridge County took down Ohio County 16-1, Grayson County beat Trinity Whitesville 14-1, North Hardin defeated Fort Knox 14-2, Thomas Nelson took down Bethlehem 6-3, and Elizabethtown fell to Eastern 3-0. Area baseball action tonight will see Bardstown at Hart County at 5, Central Hardin at Elizabethtown at 5:30, Fort Knox at Greene County at 5:30, John Hardin at North Hardin at 5:30, Thomas Nelson at Bethlehem at 5:30, Nelson County at LaRue County at 5:30, and Grayson County at Trinity Whitesville at 5:30. Frankie Montas couldn't get his control down with 5 walks, and the Cincinnati Reds dropped the series opener with the Seattle Mariners 9-3. Montas lasted only 2 innings after allowing 5 runs and getting only 1 strikeout. Jake Fraley and Jaime Candelario each hit home runs in the losing effort. The series continues tonight at T-Mobile Park. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Cardinals open up their final series in Oakland with a 3-1 win over the soon-to-be-departed Athletics. Sonny Gray struck out 6 over 6 scoreless innings to earn the win, while Ryan Helsley struck out 2 in the ninth on his way to the save. Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras each went 2-for-4 with an RBI. The Cardinals and Athletics continue this series at the Oakland Coliseum tonight. Caitlin Clark is heading to Indianapolis. The Indiana Fever selected the Iowa Hawkeye star with the number 1 pick in the WNBA draft Monday evening, sending the NCAA's highest-scoring basketball player ever to a Fever team looking to improve on a 13-27 record from last season. Indiana hopes Clark can form a powerful duo with last year's number 1 pick, Aaliyah Boston. Stanford's Cameron Brink went 2nd overall to the Los Angeles Sparks, while LSU's Angel Reese went 7th overall to the Chicago Sky. With sports, I'm AJ Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.